Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 14, Gunatraya Vibhag Yoga, Yoga of Three Gunas. So far, first we learned about I, the conditioned consciousness, in the first six chapters. The next six chapters we learned about the supreme consciousness. From conditioned consciousness to the supreme consciousness is the journey which we all are taking. So to help that journey, in the last chapter we have defined what is the field and who is the knower, and what is the differentiation between the two. So we have said that I, the knower, know the field, which is this body, mind and intellect. I know my body, I know my mind, I know my intellect. Therefore, they are my field, and I, the knower, is the knower of the field. And the field cannot be knower, and knower cannot be field. Now, in this chapter, we are learning about the qualities of the field. So, we are taking it a step at a time to understand how can I take this journey from this conditioned consciousness, which I consider I, or in Vedanta called Jiva, the limited self, which I consider myself to be the ego, from the supreme self, which is my true nature. And therefore, the quest in life is always to achieve that balance where there is no sorrows, no limitations, nothing that will create unhappiness, a perfect happiness. And because there is no unhappiness, it cannot be called happiness, but just a bliss. That's the quest. So we have seen this, and then we say this gunas, the prakriti has three gunas. The field, which is part of the prakriti, has three gunas. These gunas bind the knower to the field. Those are the attractions which creates bondage between the purusha and prakriti, the knower in the field, and create identification. This identification is because of these gunas, and those three gunas we have seen as sattva, rajas and tamas. My awareness about this field, sattva, rajas, the activity, the passion for something I like, and then ignorance. These three binds me. So how do I get out of these three? Or is one helping me to get out of this conditioned consciousness to supreme consciousness? So we have seen that quality, the sattva gives knowledge, rajas gives activity, and the byproduct would be greed. One activity leads to another and to another and another, and there's no end to it. So that creates greed. And tamas creates inertia. So now we have to transcend from one to another. So one, the lowest we can see is inertia from our perspective. These are the qualities of my mind right now. These are the qualities of the field. In this field, the body is obviously completely inert. By its very nature, it just cannot do anything but to exist. Just like we have seen, the atom has inertia and therefore it exists. As long as the inertia is there, atom exists as an atom. Once you disturb the inertia, the rajas will explode into atomic energy. Body has nothing but inertia. But the mind and intellect have all three. The rajas, tamas and sattva. So these are the qualities of my mind which are most interested in. And the depending on the quality of my mind, if it is sattva, it has a knowledge, prakash, gnan. If it is rajas, I'm active, new project, new activity, and inertia, don't want to know anything, don't want to do anything. So the verses which you have seen last time now tells me that what happens if one is predominant or other in my mental zone. It says, urdvam gacchanti sattvasthaha. Those who are established in sattva. If my mental quality is predominantly sattva, urdvam gacchanti, I go higher. Higher and lower is obviously a concept of my mind. I'm going towards my goal. My goal is what? Going from the conditioned consciousness to supreme consciousness, unconditioned consciousness. This conditioning which is binding me, my goal is to get rid of it and become one with the unconditioned supreme consciousness. That which leads me to my goal, I consider higher. So, urdvam gacchanti sattvastaha. Sattvic mode of my mind will lead me towards my goal of unconditioning this conditioning. Therefore, urdvam gacchanti sattvastaha. Madhye tishtanti rajasaha. Whose mental zone is predominantly rajasic, they remain in the middle. Neither they are going up, nor they are going down. They remain in a status quo. Just like our election. We were where we started. Rajasic do a lot of activities, but in the end, if you see the sum total of the results, is the same. And we, if you can look at all the activities we have done in life, all we have done is to create security for ourselves. Stability for ourselves, some kind of a protection that we remain in a good condition. And in the end, it all comes down to the same thing. Every few years, we have to go through the same thing over and over and over again. So, madhye tishtanti rajasa, they basically remain in the same state they are in. Neither they are making progress upward, nor they are going downwards. Neither they are going towards unbundling themselves from their bondages, nor they are creating more bondage. They are in the same state. Jaganya guna vrittistaha adogacchanti tamasaha. But those who are abiding into the lower qualities of tamas, they go down. Obviously, we are talking about human beings. Obviously, we are talking about the human mind. Human mind which has evolved into this for the activity, the knowledge to understand the world around it. More it understands, it goes higher. More it gets entangled into this world, it remains where it is. More it doesn't want to know, it goes down. Down in a sense, in a situation where there is no more knowledge is necessary to survive. Just basic knowledge of I exist and I survive is good enough. They go down in that state of existence. And then the next verse we have seen said, Na anyam gunebhya kartaraha yada drastanu anupashyate. Why did we look at that last verse? To introspect in spiritual quest. Introspection is the most important aspect of our progress. You have to constantly introspect and see what is there in my mental zone. And if I find any impurities, I need to remove it. That's the goal. Antahakarana shuddhi. And then once I remove this impurity, the purity itself will reveal what is right and wrong. If I introspect and find myself to be in the tamasic zone, my next goal is to become rajasic. Tamasic to sattvic is not an easy journey. So you have to go through rajasic. So if you're completely, that's why Bhagavad Gita says, the people who are doing good for the wrong reason, let them do it. Do not stop them. If I'm giving donation to make my name, I'm at least better than the one who is not giving at all. Right? Therefore Bhagavad Gita says, let them do for whatever the motivation. But you need to make progress into your... So he said, if I'm in a tamasic zone, well, let me make sure that at least I'm active. If I'm in active zone, I should say, well, I need to slow down and understand why I'm doing it. That introspection will lead me to what will be the remedy. It should be my next efforts. And therefore, the next verse says, but this is not enough. So generally we understand, well, if I'm tamasic or rajasic, once I'm a rajasic to sattvic, I'm done. Because now I'm remaining in the sattvic guna. But we have also seen that even this sattvic guna is also a bondage. We get used to of doing good because people praise me. Well, you're really doing very well. You're doing good. So I want to keep getting that praise over and over and over again. In other words, you get attached to happiness. The joy which comes out of knowledge, the joy which comes out of doing good, binds me to this. It does not let me leave. I like it. We have a saying in our architecture that what happens to the old architects? They don't die. They just wither away. You know, they never retire. They continue working till they drop dead in the studio. Because that attachment to creativity, that something I'm doing it, I'm creating, that attachment doesn't let you retire. You know? So the bondage to sattva is still a bondage. So I say, what is the real goal for that conditioned self is to go beyond gunas. And how do you go beyond gunas? Na anyam gunebhya kartaram. There is no other doer in my life other than my own gunas only. Gunas are the doers for everything which I am doing and accomplishing and losing. Yada drastanunu pashyati, one who starts seeing it, that all my actions are driven by the modes of my mind only. When my mind wants to see skyfall, at that time, read this chapter is so nice in my, I'm going to see Bond movie, okay, right now. You can do whatever you want. I am not in a mood right now. So who drives me to Bond movie and who brings me to here to Gita class? My mind. So if I can make my mind the doer and say, all that is I do is driven by the quality of my mind. As the thought, so the action. Whatever my thought, my action will be driven by that. So all my actions, I should assign them clearly to my mind. All the gunas are doing what I have all done. Na anyam, there is no other. You can say, well, I was forced by the society. Well, I really didn't want to go to see a movie, but really they insisted. We used to do that when I was in college. Well, I really didn't want to go there just before the exam, but all my room partners, they said, Neil, I blame on my room partners why I went to see a movie just before the day of the exam. But if I had no tendencies, I wouldn't go. So Bhagavan said, na anyam gunebhya kartam. There is none other than my gunas are the doers for all my actions. One who sees that, yada drasta anupashyati, one who starts seeing it, all my actions are driven by my mind and the qualities of my mind. Gunebhya cha param vette. And he says, there is someone higher than these gunas. There is someone who is much higher than my mind, who also sees the limitations of my mind. Well, I shouldn't have gone to see a movie just before the exam, but I did. The one who says, I shouldn't have, that I is different than the I who went to see a movie. Gunebhya cha param vetti, one who knows that there is one who is above these gunas, madbhavam sa adhigachyati, and identify with that. I really don't need to take any credit or blame for my actions. What can I do? My mind was in that mood and I did that. However, I am not my mind. My mind is just a field in which my consciousness functions. That consciousness never took part in any of the action. If my identification takes place that way, Bhagavan says, Madbhavam sa adhigachyati, he attains my being. What is my being we have seen? The supreme consciousness, unconditioned by the limitations of body, mind and intellect. He becomes one with me. As Swamiji says, he doesn't become Krishna with flute and peacock feather. He becomes one with that unconditioned consciousness. He now starts identifying. This room space once leaves the identification with the walls, floor and ceiling. Remaining within the room, it identifies now with the space outside. I'm none other than this universal space. Gunan etan atityaha trindehi deha samudbhava. This dehi, one who considers this is me, this body, this mind is me, is created by these gunas. These gunas bound me to this body and said, this is me. Gunas bound me to my mind and said, this is me. And this gunas bound me to the intellect and this is me. So this dehi is created, this conditioning created by these gunas of my mind. Gunan etat atityaha, trin. One goes beyond all three gunas. It did not say one who achieves the 100% purity, one who attains sattva. It's a one who goes beyond all these three gunas and identifies with what is observing this mind with its gunas. Janma mrityu jara dukkhehi vimukto amrutam ashnute. Exactly where we started. This is what I want. I do not want this birth and death. I want to continuously exist. I don't want any unhappiness. I don't want this decay and disease in my life. I want to be ever existing, ever healthy, all knowing, all pervading, no limitation. Bhagavan says, such a person, one who goes beyond these gunas, identifies with that one which is beyond this guna, he achieves liberation from janma, no birth, mrityu, no death. If there is no birth, obviously there is no death. Birth and death are a couple, goes together. One occurs, the other has to occur. Jara, which is the decay, dukkha, unhappiness, vimukta, you are liberated from that. He said, well, that means I'll be living all the time as Neil Bhatt, continue to practicing architecture forever. I said, no. Your identification with this body is gone. Therefore, anything which is happening to this doesn't belong to me. I give this real-life example. I used to have VW Beetle in Nairobi. And even though VW Beetle has a great reputation as a people's car, it gave me the most troubles in my life. Obviously, a second-hand car will go into the garage every third week. And I had it for about a year or so, and I was really tired of it. But obviously, anytime something, well, that's my car. That's my car. And then finally, my company gave me a car, so I sold it. And it was such a lemon car, I was actually feeling guilty for the guy who bought it. But what can we do? We have to unload our problems on somebody else. About 2 weeks or 3 weeks after I sold the car, we were driving from my work, and I saw my car lying on the side of the road. True story, not making it up, lying on the road. So my friend was sitting next to me, Neil, that's your car. I said, not my car anymore. I'm perfectly happy where it is. I have no remorse that it is sitting on the side of the road. I don't have to call the garage and say it's not working. It was mine. And I was constantly be disturbed by its state of what it is in, disrepair. Once it is not mine, it can be lying in that ditch on the side of the road. Makes no difference to me. Because my attachment to that car is gone. Bhagavan said, once that happens to this body, right now I'm so concerned. Once I realize this is not me, it's just another car. Whatever happens to it, that's its problem, not mine. He said, therefore, there is no birth. Birth and death is only for the body, mind. But I'm not attached to this body. There is no birth and there is no death. I know it will be recycled. Once I die, this body will be recycled back into those five elements. I'm a Hindu, so I'll be cremated. It will be ashes going as a fertilizer. Doesn't really matter to me because I'm not identified with it. Jara, decay. Well, decay is happening, but in this body, not in me. This room may be contaminated, but not the space. Dukkha. All these unhappiness is because of my mental attachment to this body, this mind intellect. If I detach, there is no unhappiness for me. Tsunami happening in some remote island somewhere which we don't even know about, it doesn't bother us. If it happens in Japan, we are slightly unhappy about it. But it happens in India where my family is. My mother called me about 8 times because she forgets this. She has already talked to me. We hear this by on these newspapers about this Sandy. Are you okay? I'm perfectly fine. I'm not in Sandy's way. But once I tell her that and then say, then rest, oh, that's okay. Then it happens all the time. Because my son is okay. As long as the attachment there, that unhappiness belongs to me. The attachment is gone. That is not me. As long as this body, mind, intellect is me, all its limitations are mine. Once it is not me, I'm completely liberated from it. Therefore it says, janma mrityu jara dukkhe vimuktaha, is liberated from there and achieves what? Amrutaha, immortality. Mortality only belongs to this body, this mind and this intellect. Mortality does not belong to consciousness. And therefore I say, amrutam asnutai, it achieves immortality. You switch the party from conditioned consciousness to supreme consciousness. Now it has all the qualities of that. I had a small company, and then suddenly some big company comes and buys me out, let's say, and I become one with that. So the next day, I will have a brochure which says, we are 3,300 people. My company's name is NBJ, and there's a company called NBBJ. And people constantly misunderstand. So people call me up and say, oh, no, we work with you. I say, no, you didn't, you know. Let me tell you, you work with NBBJ. I'm just missing about 3,000 people and one B in my name, you know. So it's just identification. So Bhagavan said, Amrutam Asnute, he achieves immortality. Well, we'll stop right here. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.